Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It is time for us to take a look at the stories you'll find in the Republican American, what they've been covering and what's coming up. Ruth joins us every Monday morning, and we say good morning to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. A little soggy, but nonetheless, we're on it.
Yeah, today's going to be a soggy day, and we'll get heavier rain off and on throughout the day into tonight. But what the heck, you know?
We need it,
and we're slowly catching up on it. Mm-hmm. All right, with all that being said, it's amazing when you think that the weekend we just came through would have been the weekend of the Salisbury Fall Festival, mm-hmm. the Brewski Fest, it's just a normal weekend. I mean, some people did try some outdoor activities with fairs and stuff like that, and sales and stuff.
I was up in Salisbury on Saturday, and it was, you're right, you know, Salisbury Association had a little booth and a few other shops maybe, but no scarecrows.
It's just the way it is, and if you'd ever think there were a time to bring out scarecrows, it would be during a pandemic.
That's true.
Okay, now, Coach, I was only kidding, folks. That's just don't take it too serious.
But it's COVID strikes again, and we're just going to have to, wait it out. But as you pointed out to me last night, there is a case that was noted at North Canaan Elementary School. And everybody took heed, and Interim Superintendent Lisa Carter notified the region, the parents, and the person who was infected has been will be self-isolating, and everybody who they contact traced will be self-quarantined.
Yeah, I spoke to Lisa about it yesterday, and I broadcast that interview twice this morning. And what's interesting about it, and there's always going to be some naysayers. And some people said, how do you know it's a North Canaan Elementary School student? She just said the North Canaan Elementary School community. Mm-hmm. And what I tried to explain to people was, well, we don't know for sure, but if somebody called Lisa Carter to tell her about the infection, you can be darn well sure it was a parent, a grandparent, or whatever, of a student that goes to the North Canaan Elementary School. So that's why it's important what Lisa Carter, and once again, I commend, they work so hard this summer. At times, you thought, geez, they're putting all this work. But you know what? The protocols they've put in place so far have worked when they've had to work. When we had that thing at Cornwall School, and now this, where the contact tracing was done, where school schedules didn't have to be changed. I just think that they've handled this extremely well, probably as well as any other school district in the country right now.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. And they've been transparent, which is very important.
As transparent as you can be, you can't name a COVID.
Of course not.
You can't. I mean, you can't do that. No. But you can inform the school community, and the school community is everybody. That means people that work in the region, people that drive buses for the region, parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters. Lisa Carter pointed that out this morning. It's one big team, and as long as everybody follows the rules and reports in, that they'll be able to handle this on a case by case basis.
Mm. But it really is, when you think about how COVID has affected how we live our lives, it's just unbelievable. And taking that a step further, into the schools, they have been the board, ABC, and the Region 1 board have been discussing what to do about janitorial services. They're short on positions and on employees, and they're working hard to figure out how to have a roving custodian who would pitch in at any school when needed. And the Region 1 board decided to hand it off to the personnel committee. So that group will be discussing it next. I mean, there are a lot of implications as far as union and travel, and COVID strikes again.
And it's coming into the flu season too, so that's why this is going to be even more important. We talked about the additional expenses that are going to come to the region, and that's one of them.
Fortunately, the region did get school got that big $1.1 million grant, coronavirus relief grant, so that will help pay. But that money has to be spent by the end of the year. So it'll help. It will help. We've been out and about. We were at the cemetery walk in Sharon on Saturday, which was totally delightful. Actors played the role of people from Spoon River as well, the Spoon River Anthology, as well as local characters. And it was a real collaboration between Sharon Playhouse, the Hotchkiss Library, and the Sharon Historical Society. And it was really a great way to spend a day and socially distanced and masked and all, but it worked. Also went to the ceremonial opening of the new transfer station. Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station will be opening the new one on off Millerton Road this Thursday. The current one on Route 41 is closed today, tomorrow, and Wednesday as the transition is made, and it is an amazing facility. So when people, I think those who haven't seen it will be totally amazed when they start disposing of their garbage there on Thursday.
On Sunday, when I was coming back from the station, I went by there. You would think that it was the entrance and exit to a major stadium. The cars, the cars were lined up going.
Oh, really?
In. And, yeah, well, because it's the last day where you can write. You have to hold on now. Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be. It's going to take people a while to learn the regimens. I understand. My good friend Mark Needhammer is going to be an official greeter at the transfer station.
Isn't that great? Oh, he did get okay. He told me thought he was going to apply. Well, nobody could be a better greeter.
No, that's true. He just doesn't let anything bother him, and
he will welcome you with open arms. Oh, that's great. Glad to hear that.
And people that have been skinning by without one of their IDs are going to have to pony up because those are going to be checked at this new transfer station.
Yeah, good. So. Interesting enough, both Salisbury and Canaan are looking for resident troopers.
Yeah.
They both, the Canaan trooper has gone on to the major, Western Major District Crime Squad, and Chris Sorrell in Salisbury has joined the new Hartford Police Force, so both First Selectman Charlie Perotti and Curtis Rand will be in on interviews, and they both appear to have candidates interested in the job. The COVID again has caused a stir about holding town meetings. At this point, the executive order from the governor has said no, and so they're in Cornwall, at least, Gordon Ridgway has said they need to hold a town meeting, and so they are really trying to get creative and going to hold one outside for their annual town meeting in November. A little chilly, but they feel they can work it out. They also need to have a hearing at that about the wastewater treatment plant that is being planned, and Selectmen feel very strongly that the public needs to be heard. So we may be seeing people out in their coats and gloves at town meetings this winter. Who knows?
And we've got two big meetings coming up, one in Salisbury on the planned housing project, and one this week, I do believe, in Falls Village.
On Thursday, those two. We have a lot of discussion on two affordable housing projects. They have been somewhat controversial, and as I said to somebody, you can listen to the concerns. Either they sound the same from it, just change the faces, but they're at going to one hearing or the other. A lot of the same questions and concerns. So, yes, that's Thursday is the Falls Village continuation. And I'm not sure when the Falls Village and Duo, POS and POF, meet. Since they can't meet today, it's a holiday.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But Sharon is meeting. Sharon Board of Selectmen are meeting tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And so onward and upward.
Ruth, have a good week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall. You take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein, the Republican American Report. You can find Ruth's stories and more at rep-am.com. Or how about this? Even in the paper itself.